Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Now, I figured something out about why Jay is so rich.
Okay.
What?
Because
wise investments.
Well, but okay, so he gets into the wise investments because he identified other rich people immediately, even though he doesn't know them. And so there was two guys that came into the studio
immediately.
Even though there's two guys that came into the studio that looked extremely rich.
Right.
I didn't know if they were coming to the studio because they were doing a tour to buy the studio or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Make the quick connection.
And they did a you know, just an icy at the part we're standing. Quick icy. They looked over here. Jay gave him the straight rich Duke wave.
The country club wave.
He gave him this one, and I couldn't
Bob,
do it. I couldn't do nothing but
Bill?
Go. I couldn't do nothing but go. This dude over here to my left is full of you know what. You didn't see him because you weren't paying attention. But Jay gave him this one. I was like,
now you
Jay,
put the hand out,
you
like,
don't
John?
Stop.
John?
It's so phony, man. Getting that money, though. I ain't mad at you. Get
he
the
identifies
money.
Rich people immediately.
Yeah, immediately. So when he leaves
I
the
can
building,
smell that.
When he sees them out in the office space, he'll be able to get
yeah,
into
glad
the
hand. Yeah.
Hey, how you? Well,
oh, Bill, hey.
You had to see it, though, Max. It was priceless. Oh. It was priceless. And Jay know I peeped him.
Oh,
you know,
he
I peeped
so
him because he started laughing.
Yeah, there's a whole course. There's an AP course on this in Duke. There's a whole course, a seminar.
Hey, look, man, I'm just trying to connect the dots. You
it's
know?
All good. I'm not tripping. I do the same thing. I switch up in a heartbeat.
Jay, kiss me into some
I
of those
no
deals.
Problem.
Okay, listen. Colts owner Jim Irsay believes, this is big to me, man.
No, it's huge.
That there's merit to remove Dan Snyder as owner, whether he believes it, whatever. He says it publicly. Listen to this.
I believe that there's merit to remove him as owner of the Redskins. Some of the things I've heard, it doesn't represent us at all. And, you know, I want the American public and the world to know what we're about as owners. I believe it's in the best interest of the National Football League that we look it squarely in the eye and deal with it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I like it. I just like for him to get the name of the team correct. I mean, you know.
The Commanders.
Something about Irsay I like, man. You know, he gets caught in the car with the stuff and all that, but, like, there's something about him that's a little more upfront about his own foibles than a lot of the other owners.
Yeah, I don't think he's as stiff.
He's not running from it.
Yeah, he's not running from it. In fact, he ran into this statement, Max, about what the Commanders had to say about what he said.
Here it is. It is highly inappropriate but not surprising that Mr. Irsay opted to make statements publicly based on falsehoods in the media. It is unfortunate that Mr. Irsay decided to go public with his statement today while an investigation is in process. And the team has had no opportunity to formally respond to allegations. The Commanders have made remarkable progress over the past 2 years. We are confident that when he has an opportunity to see the actual evidence in this case, Mr. Irsay will conclude that there's no reason for the Snyders to consider selling the franchise, and they won't. End quote. Yes, that statement coming from the Commanders with a glorious recent history, especially of upright behavior, I could see where everyone would really take that at face value.
Well, here's why Jim Irsay can be as adamant and voice his opinion on this matter, because it feels like his closet is clean, right? Like, I mean, he has all of his skeletons out of the closet. He's gone through a lot of stuff already where a lot of his dirty laundry has been aired. So for him, he's like, all right, it's like, tell the world something they don't already know about me, Dan Snyder. So I'm going to be the one to sit here and say, you know, why not? I'll go to the media and I'll start talking what my truth is. And Key, you brought up the point when we spoke about this the last hour that obviously he's not saying this publicly if he's not already backed by other owners.
Yeah, I think when you talk about 24 owners have the voting rights to out Daniel Snyder and his family from owning the Washington Commanders, I'm sure Mr. Irsay, because look, let's face it, he didn't inherit the team from his dad because he was stupid, okay? His dad gave him the team because he thought, okay, well, he can run the team. He has a little bit of a brain, and he's a billionaire now, and other billionaires are not billionaires because they're stupid. They're smart enough to calculate things. They know that as soon as I say this, this is what's going to happen. They already got that figured out. He knew it the moment that he said that it's time for us and we have merit basically to remove Daniel Snyder as the owner, that there was going to be pushback from the Snyders and the Commanders. He knew that. But the other owners also knew that let's have a sidebar conversation with Mr. Irsay, and then not informal, maybe just over a cocktail. It may just be walking through the hallway. Mm-hmm. I'm sick and tired of this guy. This guy, blah, blah, blah. And he says, I'll deal with this. I'll handle this.
For him to come out and say that, it does seem like he has to believe there's a good shot they got 24 dudes lined up with a vote.
But you're messing with my money.
But yeah. Can I ask you, is he wrong? I mean, what?
No. Like,
so I guess that's the part that feels a little bit shocking to me, to be honest with you both, right? Is I rarely hear owners in the National Football League speak up about things that are right. Like, because stuff goes on in National Football League all the time. When it happens in the NBA, I got into this with you guys both about, you know, the Phoenix Suns. Like, well, okay, well, if Adam Silver didn't say it, the players need, I'm like, why are we asking the players always to stand up? Where were the other owners to stand up? Here's a situation where an owner in the NFL that has a history of just, you know, pushing things underneath the rug and saying, oh, we'll just continue as business as usual because we keep making money, has decided to say the right thing and step up and stand up. Well, I like that.
Well, there's boxes that have to be checked, right?
Agreed.
You can't just, even in the NBA, like I told you, Jay, even with what happened with out in Phoenix, there are certain boxes that have to be checked before they could just abruptly push somebody out. I mean, the billionaires are not just going to let other billionaires. They got money. They got law. They got D.C. law firms. They got New York and L.A. law firms. They got law firms overseas. They all come together, and they're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to defend their territory and what they believe. The problem that he has is there's 24 owners and families that you're affecting potentially their bottom line based on sponsorships and how people feel about him as an owner. And he knows that.
The NFL is the number one entertainment syndicate or group in the world, certainly in the United States. Think about 32 teams worth, what would you say, an average of $5 billion a pop, something like that, ballpark?
Probably $4 billion.
Yeah.
$4.5 billion.
Whatever. It's more than billion-ish in total value, $150 billion industry that's divvied up by 32 people, right? Like, this is.
But that's just the team's worth. Now, we're not talking about all of the. We're not talking about the TV revenues and all the other little stuff.
Well, people like Condoleezza Rice, can she be the commissioner of the NFL? People, like, when you see the names for commissioner of the NFL, they're heavy hitters in politics, international, you know, power brokers and stuff. This is enormous, enormous business. And for Irsay to come out and say that about Dan Snyder, it's not happenstance. This doesn't happen just kind of randomly, I don't think.
Carolina and Jerry Richardson, he had to be removed and sell his team because of the things that he went through. Eventually, he had to sell it, but it took a minute for them to finally say, you know what, man, you got to sell his team. And it'll take a minute for them to tell Daniel Snyder and his family that they're going to have to sell the team.
But see, I love spats, man. So now the question is, in the chess game, what does Daniel Snyder do with all that information in the report that supposedly he has a lot of stuff on other owners? And speaking of little spats, I mean, we had Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft have a little spat as well about Roger Goodell.
So they had a heated exchange about Goodell's contract discussion, apparently. NFL owners voted 31-1 on Tuesday to permit their compensation committee to open negotiation for a new contract with Roger Goodell. But Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft engaged in that heated exchange. Sources said Kraft joined the overwhelming majority in strong support for the measure, while Jerry Jones was the lone dissenter in the owners-only session, eventually telling Kraft, "Don't blank with me." Kraft replied, "Excuse me." I don't think Kraft has ever heard that word before.
Pardon? Pardon?
And then Jerry Jones said, "Don't mess with me." And then Kraft understood what he meant. At first, he didn't understand what he meant, and then he understood. The measure then passed, sources said. It wasn't the first time Jerry Jones has been outspoken and opposed to a new contract for Roger Goodell. The sources said his issue remains the same, and that is the structure of Goodell's compensation.
He didn't. It feels like Roger Goodell just got an extension.
No, that was probably 5 years ago, maybe. Four or five years ago. Yeah, something like that. But his deal, you know, he was making, I think the last number that I saw was 55, I think it was about $55 million plus bonuses or whatever. So
a year?
Yeah.
Fine, I'll do it. I was going to say I can't do it. Yeah. I'm too busy, but I'll do it. I'll be commissioner.
If you essentially can make me several hundred million a year, I'm willing to give you $50 million a year for sure.
What is that, a buck and a half per owner? It's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing. And I'm
million and a half per owner?
And I'm going to give you a lifetime access to that G550, and we'll upgrade you to a 6550 lifetime because he has access to all that. No problem. The problem Jerry has is the compensation package and what it is, and he doesn't necessarily agree to that. He thinks he's overpaid for what he does. Jerry, like, man, we overpaid.
Jerry, it's costing you $300,000-$400,000. What's the matter?
Doesn't matter. He's a negotiator. He's a guy. But in the end, Jerry realizes that the other 31 owners are going to vote for that, even though Jerry says no.
I would like to announce right now, I'll do it for $54 million. If they're interested in saving some money,
I'll
take the job.
I'll do it for
$10 million. Listen, 54 is the number. They'll save $1 million. Todd Archer, ESPN NFL Cowboys reporter, is with us right now. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, guys. I'll do it for about 20.
Todd, what do you make of this whole thing between Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft going at it over, obviously, the compensation package for Roger Goodell?
Well, it's something that Jerry's reiterated plenty of times when you go back through Goodell's history, and Keyshawn hit on it a little bit about how he wants it structured, that he's earning these bonuses, that it's not given to him before he actually earns it. And that's, you know, Keyshawn knows better than anybody in this conversation right now. Jerry loves winning the deal, and he wants to win this deal, although he's now currently trailing 31-1, so it's not looking good for him.
Not at all. When you look back at it, though, most likely this deal gets done. And speaking of deals getting done, Cooper Rush, as you know, turned back into the pumpkin, so to speak, against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, next up is Dak Prescott against the Lions. Is Dak ready to go, or are the Jones family and the Dallas Cowboys overthinking this too much?
Well, he's been cleared medically. That happened over the last couple of days. And he told us after the Eagles game, his plan is to play. Jerry said on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas here yesterday that it's looking good for Prescott to play. But one thing Mike McCarthy said on Monday, while being positive about Prescott's recovery, was that the last hurdle a player has to cross when he's coming back from injury is that timing, getting back up to speed with things. And that's why practice is so important this week. Now, Wednesday, really just kind of a jog through, not a big practice day for them. But Thursday, they'll be in pads. Prescott's been throwing for about a week now. Before the Eagles game, he had about a 50-pass session that really looked strong. But before they say he's playing against the Lions, they just want to see a little bit more. And honestly, guys, it might even be just some gamesmanship with the Lions to say, oh, you don't know if it's going to be Cooper Rush or Dak Prescott. That can kind of be some malarkey, I guess, in some respects. But that's what NFL teams like to do. I'd expect you'll see Prescott out there on Sunday against Detroit.
Todd, are the Cowboys looking to add another wide receiver to the bunch? Should they, actually?
You know, I'll take Stephen Jones at his word that he says player acquisition is a 365-day-a-year business. I'm sure that they've talked about it and kicked it around. But I think they want to see what this passing game looks like when Prescott comes back. Remember, he didn't have Michael Gallup at all in that Tampa Bay game. He's now feeling more comfortable. CeeDee Lamb's feeling more comfortable in that number one role. Noah Brown's doing some good things. They'll have James Washington coming back from a broken foot here. They like their young tight ends. Dalton Schultz, they need to get him up to speed. But they want to see what this passing game looks like before they go out and make an Amari Cooper-type trade like they did in 2018. That injected some life into this team. I don't think this situation, though, Jay, is as dire as that situation was a few years ago. I think they feel good about the formula that they have for success after winning those four games without Dak.
So this defense for the Cowboys, especially the front of the defense, because of Micah Parsons and company, has looked, you know, ferocious so far this year. Up close, what's the feeling in the building? How good is this defense, really?
Really good, Max. They believe that any path to success that they have will be through this defense. And Mike McCarthy said that was the plan in the offseason, that they were going to be a defense-first operation. But you look at what they can do, how they can get after the passer with Micah Parsons, with DeMarcus Lawrence, Torrence Armstrong, a whole number of guys, really. They can really affect the game that way. They feel good about what they have on the back end as well with Trayvon Diggs, and their safety group is probably as strong as it's been since Darren Woodson was lining up and playing here. So they feel real strong about what they're doing defensively. But this week against Detroit, man, this is going to be a test. Now, the Lions can run it. That's one of the warts of this run defense. Four of the six games they played, they've allowed more than 120 yards on the ground. Some of that's because they play so much sub-package. But the Lions will offer a test for the Cowboys that they better be ready for. I'm not ready to say Philly figured something out about the Cowboys' defense by any stretch. It was still a one-score game in the third quarter after a bad start, and three of those drives started in Dallas territory. I think you'll see the Cowboys' defense revert to what they were during that four-game winning streak.
Todd Archer, ESPN Cowboys reporter, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Todd, when you look at the Cowboys, though, right now, based on their schedule and where I think they might finish, is it true reason to think that if they get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, even though they're right behind, two games behind the Philadelphia Eagles, and they catch them, that we could see them in Arizona?
Wow. Keyshawn, we have 26 years of evidence that that's not going to happen. So I don't know if I can go there, especially after they just lost to the Eagles and they're in third place in their division. The Giants are even ahead of them now. I think, you know, the Cowboys beat New York obviously earlier in the year and they play them again at home. So I think the Cowboys are there. Can they get to Arizona and play in the Super Bowl? I would say yes, but there's still a lot of hurdles that this team has to cross. You mentioned the schedule. Hey, look, it's setting up pretty good for them right now. They have four straight NFC North games, starting here with Detroit and Chicago at home, then the bye week. You're looking at 6-2. You go to Green Bay. We just saw the Jets win. And then you go to Minnesota, a big game. They can get to the Super Bowl, but we fell for this far too often to start even thinking about this here in October. I think we just need to tap the brakes. And as your former coach said, Parcells used to tell you, hey, let's put away the anointing oils.
I just want to make sure I just peep something, Todd, because I've never heard Key ask a question as it related to the Cowboys and then use the word "we" in it as well. He said, "Can we make it? Okay, all right, lean into it.
To Todd.
I get it.
You are the star.
There's
comfort me.
There's a comfort level. I understand. I've just never heard you do this before. This
do
is
not
news
ever say we with the Chicago Bears or Bulls. We with the
Giants. Well, I only played for one
Giants.
Team, but you never say we with Tampa.
Nah, if I'm talking to a Tampa reporter, I will.
No, we've had Tampa reporters on this.
No, that's not true.
Guaranteed. I've never heard you say we before,
okay,
ever.
So I said we. Big deal. Stephen A. now.
I'm just making sure. That's clarification. That's all, Max. Sorry, Todd. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I wish that could never end. I wanted to hear more
good.
Of that.
I'm glad I could help you guys out.
Thank you, Todd. You've given us content for days now.
My little stepbrother. He's so damn annoying. It's ridiculous.
I love being this person.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks,
all right, Toddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
In front of the guests. I get it when it's just the three of us.
Did you clip it?
This freaking guy will hang on to every word that I see. It's like as soon as I say something, he's going like this.
It's being clipped as we speak.
Let me make sure he said. This is what Jay.
No. I'm just making sure. I wanted to make sure I heard it correctly.
Go in the room and sit down and watch. Go play
video
games.
I'm already in the room and I am sitting down.
No, go.
Yes,
over,
I'm already doing that.
Go to the green room and play video games.
Now I'm Kyler Murray? Well, I'm a tiny guy going to play video games? That's what you're doing?
What's the transcript say? Go back and read it.
Say it.
Wait, Jay, Max, you can't understand me. I have to say it, and then Key has to say it, and then you'll understand me.
I probably did.
That's how it works.
Said we the Cowboys. I don't know.
Oh, now
maybe
I
did. So you trying to say that
before,
I'm,
but I get it now.
I'm an undercover?
Undercover brother.
If you only know some of the stuff that I get in my phone,
I can only imagine.
Be an undercover if I wanted to.
For multiple teams.
Teams.
I'm with you.
It's like I got a accidental text last night. I'm not going to name the team or anything like that. But the individual was sending me information by mistake that he was sending to one of his players.
Oh,
good thing I'm not a rat.
Your name is too close to someone else's name in the phone.
Hey, dude, you sending me y'all game plan. I'm not looking for that. Oops. And I told him I'm not going to sell it. It's okay.
Everyone can relate to that. Everyone's done that, right? You send someone, you think it's right next to the text, whatever. Now you send someone something.
I told him,
no.
Good thing he wasn't sending something else.
Hey, you know me. I love a quarterback controversy. Even if it doesn't exist, I like to stir one up. Why not? Do we have one?
Break the lamp. And
is there one in New England?
Are you using we again? Like I'm saying the Cowboys? We?
Like us.
Oh, us. Oh, it's a KJM.
Yeah, yeah. In the media, basically.
I'm going to break something, Max, and blame it on Jay. He did it! Little guy, right?
Actually, Max is the little guy.
What?
No. No, I mean little brother.
There's just a little guy on the set, it's Max. Let's be honest. I just want to start putting things in the context for people at home.
Brother agitating, getting on my damn nerves, annoying.
For some reason,
blank.
Jay, you're the little guy on the set. I don't know why.
So annoying.
I don't know why, and I'm but not, it's true. You're 6 foot
two. I've
had
people come up to me in New York and be like, oh, you're not that small. But I know I'm not. It's this guy right here.
No, didn't know.
It's thick neck
key. They say you're not small because they're small and you're bigger than them.
Well, that's Max.
Yeah. No, Max and you are about the same.
No, we're not.
More or less.
Close. No, we're not. Close. Max lies.
Give or take.
See, this is what it does.
If I'm playing basketball and I needed somebody
you're
to guard
me
you.
First.
Well, I'm going to pick you, of course. But if I need a guard, I'm grabbing him to guard you.
Not me.
Might not go good.
As long as it's not Bart Scott. We've been through that before.
Do we officially have a quarterback controversy in New England?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. Go to the app, click more on the lower right-hand side, scroll down to Live Radio. You got a phone on you. That means you got us with you live wherever you are. Did Keyshawn Johnson, represented by Progressive Insurance, did Keyshawn Johnson, you can join us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Did Keyshawn Johnson say we, as Jay, who listens to every word Keyshawn says, every syllable is scrutinized.
Everyone.
Did you say we, Key, as it relates to the Dallas Cowboys?
I don't think I did. I think I was talking about the show, but I could be wrong. I mean, maybe I did say we. Who knows?
I mean, it doesn't
matter. I can't be wrong, so I don't know what that's like.
He said we about the show or not. I just heard we and Cowboys together. It's just awkward.
Yeah, but you jumped all over me.
Boy, that's very true.
You jumped all over me. If they get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, even though they're right behind, two games behind the Philadelphia Eagles, and they catch them, that we could see them in Arizona.
No, we referred to the show, Jay.
Yeah,
we
Jay?
Could see them in Arizona.
Jay, okay. Little brother trying to blame me. No. You see how that?
You know, everyone says I'm slick, but Jay is the one, man. Jay is the one. People think of you as slick too, King.
No,
you were the
slick.
Well, you're the slick one.
I was slick, and then I caught myself though.
You
told
thought
myself,
you were slick.
No, I was slick, but then I asked Yates to clip it. And I shouldn't have asked him to clip it.
Yeah,
I should have just let it be.
See, you should have let it be, and then let the internet trolls. Get it, attack you for
I
trying
got too
to
cute as cute.
Yeah, you got cute.
Let's hear the sound again.
Let's see the sound again.
Here.
If they get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, even though they're right behind, two games behind the Philadelphia Eagles, and they catch them, that we could see them in Arizona.
Clear as day, who he was referring to.
See this dude, man. Now you got people out there. You doing the Stephen A? You got people out there thinking that I'm saying something I wasn't saying.
But the fact is, when I confronted you about it, you leaned into it even more, which
made
it
seem. Well, because I wasn't 100% sure what I said.
It could have come out subconsciously.
Well, you could have convinced me that because at times I will say we about certain things. I say we in the New Orleans Saints. I say we in the USC Trojans,
even though
I don't play for them.
Yeah,
so I could have. Said that, but you knew I didn't say that, and you tried to dupe the audience to make them think that I said something I didn't say.
Your problem is you don't come across as rich enough to Jay, or he would give you better treatment, I think.
Oh, that's probably true.
Wow.
Key pointed out how earlier in the show you gave the country club hi, Bob, waved to someone who came in.
I just said hello. I put my right hand up in the air and I said hello.
But it's the way you
that's
did
a,
it.
That's a country club wave
now. You
could
just go like this. Head up.
No, they don't.
They don't know.
At Duke, you would be expelled for that.
You could have did that.
You tried it before. You tried to
head nod. At Duke, you got expelled.
The head nod, man.
You tried that before with certain people, and they didn't catch it. You're like,
It's interesting. Before we move on to something different, I have a friend, Jewish friend, one of my best friends, Sean Holtzman, by the last name.
I have a Jewish friend too. That's weird.
And so we would go to dinner or something, and it's true. For whatever reason, it's just true. See another black dude. Rather than this handshake, you know how you guys, we just give him a quick boom with the head, and Chow would go, how come you guys always do that? I said, man, it's just something that we do. I don't know what it is.
It just naturally happens. Older dudes walk in. Like,
he said, what's up?
Right hand up in the air,
It's just
Larry David had a hilarious one about this on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He said he finds himself nodding to black dudes a lot, like black people. He nods to them a lot.
Yeah.
And he said it's because what he's really saying is like winking or not saying like, I'm okay. I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah, that's the reality of it.
I wonder if white people have experienced that. I guess I'm a white guy. I could tell you, right?
Yeah,
but I nod to everybody. I don't, you know.
Yeah, but you nod to me, it wouldn't do anything for me.
Right.
You need to be able to handshake. Everything perfectly square.
Wait, why do you tuck your right elbow next to the rib?
It has to be the Jason Garrett like, really tight.
Tight. You got to know he's
real tight. You know.
No, as I always say, the Japanese have this right. All the handshaking, even pre-COVID, no good. Slapping five head. The best thing is the bow. From a distance. No one has to exchange germs. Just a nice little
bat. Told Coach Garrett once upon a time I went to visit the Dallas Cowboys. He's polo shirt tucked in, nice and tight. He comes up to me, you know, and everything is perfect.
Mm.
I said, very Princeton of you.
Yes. You can set your watch to that guy's handshake. Nice and crisp.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go with what? That's it. All right. According to MMB QB, Monday Morning Quarterbacks, Albert Breer, guys. Mac Jones's relationship with the team has soured at times. Okay? It's hit some rough patches. Listen to this on NBC Boston.
I mean, I think things did get a little sideways really over the last couple of months. You know, and I think it's going back to the change from Josh McDaniels. Why are we bringing in Joe Judge? And Matt Patricia, when Bill O'Brien's sitting out there and potentially we could have made a run at him, why does it make sense to have a defensive guy and a special teams guy here? Why are we changing the offense? Why are we streamlining after all the success I had? You know, why? And I think that bled over into the injury now. And I think this is sort of giving the coaches an opportunity to send a message to Matt.
So, Jay, as soon as this happened, you told me the greats do not like to be questioned. Right. And to my way of thinking is I like kind of Mac Jones's swag, to tell you the truth. He's got something where when you look at him, he doesn't look good enough to have the kind of attitude he does. But that attitude becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like he carries himself a certain way so people can believe in him and it maybe makes him a better quarterback. But the real thing that I take away from it, Key, is there's not that much separation between him and Bailey Zappe, especially. And if there is separation, I'm not sure which direction it goes.
I want you to always follow me on certain things, Max. Mac Jones was drafted in the first round. Mm-hmm. Dr. Z was not. So when you talk about it doesn't look much different to you, I view it the same way. Because if I look at based on the play, in the first 2.5 games of Dr. Z's career, he looks to me this year, from what I saw from Mac Jones and what I see from Dr. Z, he looks better than Mac Jones. But he was drafted a lot lower than Mac Jones. So Mac Jones gets the benefit of the doubt. If you ever hear anybody talk about this controversy quarterback situation, the first thing they say is, well, they've invested in Mac Jones. They're not going to get away from him this early. If they did it then, why would that? You hear all that kind of conversation. Bill Belichick doesn't give a damn. What he's trying to do is win football games. And if Dr. Z continues to give them the necessary medicine that they need to win, Mac Jones will be sitting his ass on the bench.
Something that he has in common with like Mike Tomlin and there are a couple others where they're so competitive – that all what you would call the yeast or all the illusions of brands and everything doesn't seem to affect Belichick, Tomlin, guys like that. No, they just are trying to win the next game.
The only problem is, even if Zappe is giving you the best chance to win now, ultimately, what effect does that leave lingering in the locker room about whose team it is moving forward?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't,
right? Because essentially, if you're leaving him in, you're starting to make a statement that, yes, there's an opportunity for Zappe to let this be his team, mm-hmm. which puts Mac Jones in a really weird predicament.
Let me tell you what Bill would say. I'm not worried about that right now. We're just going to go game to game.
Right.
And until then, we'll figure it out. Let us worry about that. Right. And that's what he'll tell you. Let them worry about it. They're going to go game to game and see where it ends up at. If they beat the Bears, which many of us think that could be the case, and Mac Jones isn't ready, and they beat whoever the next opponent is, and Mac Jones isn't ready, and they beat whoever the next opponent is, I can almost guarantee you
so
the locker room and all that, they ain't worried about who team it is. All they worry about is those W's that they keep putting on the wall.
So they win their next game. Is that versus the Bears?
The Bears on a Monday night.
Bears on Monday night.
Which say they lose, most of us think they're going to win.
Say they lose in the division game next up against the Jets. Like, is it one loss and then Zappe's out, Mac Jones back in?
Is it Chicago then Jets?
I think so. From last time I recall.
Then if Mac Jones is ready to play, then maybe they go back to Mac Jones.
Okay.
Maybe they go back to Mac Jones. But if they keep winning, I'm just telling you, based on the history and what he did in the past, because this is not
– regardless of whether they win or lose, you, Keyshawn Johnson, what quarterback do you like better to ride with this team?
I probably would go back to Mac Jones because he lost the game and, you know, he probably would be the reason they lost, I would think. Let's assume he's the reason that they lost. He contributed to the shiny boots wore off. That's what I would think.
Is Rob Pelinka setting the Lakers up for failure?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Jeans alone. So, hold on. You wanted to ask us something, Shannon?
Yeah, I had a question. Obviously, last night, the Golden State Warriors got their championship rings, and I saw a video of Steph where he was going to put it on one ring, but then settled on his pinky, right? Because it's his fourth championship. So when you win multiple titles, Do you get them? Do you get your ring sized for different fingers, or do you get them all sized for your ring finger?
I'll handle this one. No, go ahead.
To be honest with you, I only won one championship, Super Bowl, in college. In college it was the same one. So I would think you would get them whatever your size for the same one, right?
I mean, no. I mean, seeing all the legends, like seeing MJ or Kobe, you get them sized for different fingers. I mean, that would make the only sense. I mean, I only got one, too, in college. But if I were to receive multiple other ones in the pros, get one for the ring finger, one for the middle finger, one for the index finger. This way, if you want to rock them all at once, just to show for a picture.
Well, see, I know I've seen guys that have multiple rings, and some of them don't fit. They, like, stop right at the knuckle, and they don't never push them all the way down. I think Tom Brady, his stopped at the knuckles. He didn't push them all the way down.
Yeah, whenever you see them, they're all up front.
Up top. Here's the thing, too. They end up costing so much. Do you really want to wear them out in public? It's more for a display.
They really don't cost a lot, Jay.
The ones that these dudes just had last night cost a lot.
Well, they probably – well, maybe my owners didn't.
Yeah, Silicon Valley money,
Oh, you got duped because some of the ones I've seen on the NBA side, man, cost
I don't even want to diss our owners like that, but we'll talk about that afterwards. But anyway, yeah, I guess so. They're so big and bulky. Like, I haven't touched my ring since I got my ring.
That's why I don't wear mine.
It's big and bulky, and especially the new wave, because it's got to be bigger and better.
Right.
Bigger and better.
They're getting ridiculous.
Like, the New England Patriots, I think, started the bigger and the better when they got to so many that they just started outgrowing where you could put two fingers in the ring hole. Or the what would it be called?
I think that's right. The hole for the ring.
The reason why I asked, because it would look weird if you had one size for your thumb and you just wore that one lone ring, right?
But nobody wears it like that. You got to be like 55, 60 and on TV.
And by the way, like when you do see guys rocking it, you're like, all right, like we got it.
A college coach wears it in the recruit's house and sits it down on his. You want one of these? Yeah. Other than that, I bet not see no current NBA players walking around no damn rings though. You can't do that.
You know, Sean Landetta will let you wear his ring if you're a Giants fan. I have bumped into Sean Landetta at different events and stuff. I tried on that Giants Super Bowl ring.
You go to an event for that reason, but walking around casually, I'm going to dinner with my wife. I'm not wearing my ring.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. You need to draw more attention. Yeah.
Cornball doing that.
Get out of here, man.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, but I think I would if I had one. Why not?
I think Russ wears his
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Man, the only bad thing that didn't happen is if he would have failed and it would have popped. That green juice would have been all over the carpet.
Oh, it was green juice.
Paulie was standing right next to me right now. Paulie, you want to say something to the fans here?
Just that I'm a little light on my toes, you know? I mean, 4 years of ballet really paid off, as you could see.
Paul was on Broadway.
I did not crush Jay. He did not end up through this monitor behind him, so.
No, I'm hurt.
We're good.
I'm hurt. HR?
Yeah, that would have been bad for the carpet and Jay's clothes.
Yes. He said he was like Daniel Jones on the
Turf
breakaway.
Monster, man. But the difference was Daniel Jones had smooth sailing. Paulie actually had a gang of wires under here.
Yeah, it's a lot of wires. You got to be a real athlete to
Yeah, it was a nice little recovery.
Yeah. He did a good job. I was worried about the drink, though. That's what I was real. I was like, hope that didn't burst.
Yeah, or this $15,000 carpet.
That's what they told me it cost. Now, maybe they just was trying to gas me up when they first built this place.
Not after Jay spilled all the coffee on it. It's not worth that anymore.
The coffee was always on your left side. I'm putting it all together now.
I know. That's where I had the detached retina. I wasn't seeing it.
It all came together.
Speaking of putting it together, Rob Pelinka did a great
job. He's not
putting
it together.
He needs to put it together.
Lies and more lies.
It's really abysmal, though.
Listen to what LeBron said about the shooting on the Lakers after the loss last night.
I think we're getting great looks. I think, but it also could be teams giving us great looks. I mean, if you be completely honest, we're not a team that's constructed of great shooting. And that's just the truth of the matter is, it's not like, you know, we're sitting here with a lot of lasers on our team. So, you know, but that doesn't deter us from still trying to get great shots. And when we get those opportunities, you take them. But we're not sitting here with a bunch of 40-plus career three-point shooting guys.
Damn, I didn't really hear that the first time.
That's what I said. I said, you know how insulting that is?
No, I didn't hear it till just now when he literally said that. Not only did he say it once, he said it twice. Once was the great shooters and the other was laser.
And wait, like, Key, we cut it off. We cut it off. So what he says afterwards is he's like, this is like a team, you know, just they only throw, football analogy, they throw underneath routes all the time. That's, you know, the reason why a quarterback doesn't have 20 yards passing down the field, because you don't have options. We don't have shooters.
Jay, you're so right about this. Key, there's no excuse. You're a GM in the NBA. You have a LeBron James team. I don't care that LeBron made you put all the resources into Westbrook and it backfired and now he's complaining about it. There's no way you can't find shooting on the planet Earth. You got to have some shooting on the team.
Okay, so in all fairness, though, to Rob Pelinka, LeBron and his crew put this together, right? With the whole Westbrook and everything. So it ate up a lot of the cap, right, Jay?
Mm-hmm, yep.
So now they kind of cap strong. They can't really cap restrict it.
You can't find some shooting, though? Some shooting?
Like, where could you find shooting at? Like, who? What, you going to find somebody from the G League?
Yeah, you go get some guys who could just shoot.
So a guy from the G League is shooting in the G League, but when you bring him to the NBA in training camp and in all the preseason stuff, and he can't hit the side of a brick.
Well, no, the problem won't be the shooting. The problem will be he can't do anything else. He can't defend. He can't do this.
Yeah,
he can't do
that. So,
but I don't care. The Lakers need shooting.
Regardless of whether, Key, you're right in that about Rob Pelinka's defense, but regardless of the way you look at it, whoever's fault it is, just get ready. We have LeBron James, potentially the greatest player to ever live. In that conversation with Michael Jordan, right? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. In that conversation that we're going to be hearing a ton of times post-games where you're going to be hearing him
not happy
at the end of his career.
Yeah, well, no, I agree with LeBron. I agree with LeBron. I agree with what Max said. Your job is to find it. I don't give a damn if you go overseas and get a dude. You find it
somewhere.
You got to find
it
somewhere.
It's not Austin Reeves. It's not Max Christie. It's not Wingan Gabriel. It's not Kendrick Nunn.
Here's
but
the question.
I think what they did, though, is they took back the power structure.
From Clutch.
From LeBron and his company.
Yeah, you mean the Lakers.
Yeah, they took back the – Genie said, no, I don't care. We're going to do it this way.
Well, then, look. I mean, it's paid off to a tune of a championship so far. I don't care, bubble, whatever. That's pretty. That's a success. But
yeah, 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's a championship. So here's the thing. Westbrook doesn't fit on the team. But, Jay, you said he looked all right last night.
No, he did
right?
look good. Man, he looked real good to me.
If
they were down 27,
that's okay. But he's not for this team, right? He's not for this team. But if he can play, if he can reestablish trade value, let's not forget, at the deadline, he is an expiring contract. Anyone who wants to get rid of $47 million off their books, got to give you something from Westbrook. See, preseason, it's like we want a first-round pick with Westbrook to take the salary. But by the trade deadline, you're going to have to probably give something up to get Westbrook. That's maybe where you get the shooting, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's also someone else that was bothering me too, Key. Like, there's a video out there leaking around of LeBron James opening game. Like, LeBron James opening NBA game on the road watching the Golden State Warriors get their world championship rings, okay? Down 20 at the beginning of the third.
What?
And Draymond Green walks out on the court joking around with LeBron, and LeBron runs over to him, and that's the kind of stuff that makes people question LeBron James and the overall greatness, right? Like, yo, you're down 20 and you could be joshing around with Draymond Green. I mean, I'll tell you what it says later about Draymond, but in the middle of a game, bro. And then, like, what happened to this competitive spirit? And I know he's crazy competitive, but what happened to that? I'm willing to do anything to cut your throat to make sure that I punish you. Like, it's just, it's awkward, well, man. The whole thing is awkward.
Draymond Green is paying LeBron James, so LeBron is naturally going to gravitate toward Draymond because of their friendship.
I hear you, though, but Key, when you're down 20.
He's paying him, okay? Because LeBron has a piece of the agency.
Allegedly.
A piece of the agency that is owned by one of his best friends who represents Draymond. So they boys.
That wouldn't make you feel some way, though?
If you came over to me in a football game and I went to school with you and we cool, I'm going to talk to you. I ain't going to just shun you away. But if somebody else like Max that I don't rock with.
But this is different, though. Draymond ran on the court.
Yeah, but
he ran on the court while the game was going on, dog.
Yeah, but
it's not like it's on the sideline.
It's a little different, all right.
I think it looks worse for Dre than for LeBron.
I agree for Bron, but.
Yeah, it looked like Dre is kissing his ass is what it looked like.
Yeah.
I can't knock him for the hustle. All right, listen, we're back tomorrow.
Jay stays
from your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.